Nikiski's third fire station came online today. On the corner of Holt Lamplight Road and Escape Route Road, the station will bring emergency services closer to a large chunk of Nikiski residents. Here's Nikiski Fire Chief Brian Crisp.
It's going to provide quicker emergency response to medical and to fires in this area. Trending for structure fires, the majority of our structure fires over the last 10 years have been in this area.
The station will have two staff on hand at all times, plus a fire engine, pickup, and ambulance. There's a large bay for the trucks, watch office for incoming calls and reports, and patient treatment room.
If someone comes in, like a walk-in or whatever, they'll come in here, we'll bring them in here, we'll assess them. We have all medical equipment here for restocking the ambulance and for providing that.
Upstairs, there are three bedrooms, a weight room, and a kitchen living room area. Station 3 has everything the other two stations have, and then some. It's the only station with a fire pole.
So basically, it's off of a sensor. So once you open that, it opens up, and the guys jump on the pole and slide down, and then it's on a timer, it'll close back up.
Plans for the new station have been in the works for a while. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly recently approved funding for two full-time personnel. Crisp says residents are excited about the station. It's partly because it will help with insurance rates. Fire stations get scores from the Insurance Services Office, or ISO, based on how well they can service their surrounding communities. As those ratings improve, homeowner insurance rates can go down.
So within a fire station, that rating is based off of water, how many people we got at the station, how many response vehicles we got, mutual aid like from Kenai or Central Emergency Services to be able to bring water in and supply manpower out here. So we get evaluated every 5 years, roughly, on that ISO ratings.
The rating is out of 10, and the closer it is to 1, the better the insurance rates. For those within a 5-mile radius of a Nikiski station, the ISO rating is 6. For those outside, it's 10. That will impact a lot of Nikiski homeowners.
This area is the majority of the residents out in Nikiski that we cover as far as the residential area. Station 1 and 2 have more commercial properties in those areas as well as residential. But as far as residential, this is the biggest area. That's why we were trying to get the station here.
The station is up and running as of April 1st. Crisp says there will be a grand opening for the public this summer.